One of the things about skills, any form of skill in life, is one thing learning about a skill, reading a book, or watching a video, someone talking about a skill, but then it's something else seeing it in practice. It's when we see things in practice, we can sometimes just come to the realization, ah, I can do that. So that's what I'm hoping we're going to do in this video. Now, to be honest with you, I've actually already been doing this throughout the whole course. All I'm just doing here is I'm just telling you the insider secrets, what it is that I've actually been doing already. All right. So here I am now going to attend Karen and use one communication skill called immediacy. There's not going to be any reflective questions. There's not going to be any cool questioning techniques. And some of these I'll share with you later on in the section as well. And here it's just going to be a conversation. All right. So let's just give ourselves a little bit of context here. Let's just say that this is the first time that Karen and I have ever met. All right. Or this could be in a coaching context or whatever. And I just simply want to get to know a little bit about Karen. What I don't want to do, I don't want to put my foot in it. I don't want to say anything inappropriate. I don't want to say anything that's going to offend Karen. So the best thing I can do here is not try to impress or not try to coach or not try to do anything, right? This is how I actually practice being a human being for Karen rather than trying to be a human being or a coach or anything. All right. So we've got to have a little bit of context first and foremost. So Karen, what I'm going to ask you about, in fact, we could ask you about what happened last weekend, but how about we go for something a bit more relevant to the course? All right.
Okay.
How about I ask you to just share what it's like to be married to me.
Okay.
What's it like to be married to me?
Okay.
Would you be interested in finding this out? I'm interested in finding this out. I genuinely am. So I'm going to attend Karen really well here, and I'm going to use this one communication skill called immediacy, and I'm going to draw out as much truth as what I can from Karen. All right, and we'll just see where the conversation goes. All right, so no questioning techniques here. All I'm going to be doing is feeding back what I'm hearing, what I'm seeing, what I'm sensing, and asking for a little bit more information at appropriate times. And this is it. But it's going to be Karen directing this conversation, not me. All right? Karen will think it's me directing it, but it's not. She is. All right? So, Karen, what's it like being married to me?
Great topic.
You're laughing right now.
It's a new idea to introduce into the course.
It's a new idea to introduce into the course.
Being married to you is okay. So first of all, it's pretty exciting.
It's pretty
It's pretty
exciting.
exciting
What do you mean by that?
because right from day one, you're the opposite to me, and
The opposite to you.
so getting to know you, has kept life really exciting over the years because you are nothing like me at all. So not predictable, very high energy, and you've always got something new going on. So that keeps life and conversation exciting.
Interesting. So you say I'm not like you.
No, I'm more reserved and with what would hold back a bit more. Whereas you are like full of life and you've always got something going on, you're always working through something, full of beans, full of energy.
And you.
And me, so I'm more kind of a little bit quieter. I would tend to
Quieter.
quieter in that I would tend to think about things a bit more than speak them out.
Think.
Think about things a bit more, So I tend to work things out, or attempt to. My kind of default mode is to try and work things out on my own rather than bash them out in a conversation
On your own.
on my own, which doesn't always turn out so well, because then I'm pretty much stuck in my own perspective rather than including someone else in the conversation.
Stuck. What do you mean by that?
Sometimes I can go around in circles in my own thoughts and thinking until I realize that I need a second perspective here and bring it to a conversation.
A second perspective, like?
Like yours.
Oh.
Or, well, more often than not, yours.
Oh, interesting.
A little bit of input.
Input?
Input as in not just my own ideas or what my gut feeling might be about something, but almost sometimes in speaking it out, I kind of almost work it out better as well, rather than, so it's not just your perspective, but it's also, there's something in speaking it out loud that helps me gain clarity and perspective for myself.
Clarity.
Clarity in terms of like bringing resolve into situations.
Resolve? Like?
Like, like finding solutions for work issues or problems or something I just need to make a decision about.
Issues such as?
Such as the practicalities of being on the board of ecology or some decisions that I need to make in relation to my financial responsibilities in that role. Often having a conversation. Especially because that area of life is quite new to me. I've not been in business for years, so having your perspective in that is quite helpful.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry?
No, I realise we've gone down one line, but I've only told you one element of what it's like being married to you.
You have. So if we were to go down another line, that's very much work and business related.
Yeah.
But if we were to go down another line.
Another line. So, so what else can I tell you? So I guess being married to you is in many ways really fulfilling. Like
fulfilling?
Yeah. I think in terms of who you are for me, because you challenge and provoke me to be a better version of myself, I've grown a lot over the years. And through that, I've gained fulfillment in my own life because of your challenge, which at times I've not always appreciated at the time, but looking at it as a whole.
You don't appreciate challenge?
Sometimes in the moment, I don't appreciate the challenge because my natural reaction would be to not want to take responsibility for an element of myself that isn't, or something that's not working so well in the relationship or in the marriage, in the home. I would tend to, at first, shy away from taking responsibility at times rather than own it.
Responsibility,
yeah. Yeah. But over the years, I'm getting a little bit better at taking responsibility sooner rather than shying away from that or defending myself or...
Defending yourself from?
Defending myself from... Well, really, all I'm defending myself from is the feelings of hurt or rejection that I've assumed from the challenge.
Defending yourself from your assumptions.
My own assumptions, yes. Yeah.
What'd you call that?
That sounds a bit like insanity when you say it out loud, doesn't it?
Do you think this is normal?
I think it is normal, yeah.
For most people?
Yeah, it's normal.
Do you think most people need defended from their own assumptions? I think many people do need defended from and help from their own assumptions.
Yeah.
And what have you learned?
I've learned that actually, that it is my own assumptions that I get offended by. It's not the challenge. It's not you.
And by that you mean?
I mean that if you were to offer me some feedback about how I'm being in our relationship,
feedback.
For example, we've talked about apathy, and that's crept in over the years in terms of areas of the home or things that I've not taken responsibility for, which has come as a frustration to you.
Such as?
such as keeping on top of all the our financial matters and making sure that they're always up to date so that you can make well-informed decisions. So there's lost my train of thought there. So I would, in the past, I might have taken offence at the challenge of the fact that you were correcting me in some way, or not correcting.
Correcting?
It's not correcting, it's offering feedback.
Offering feedback.
Offering feedback about how things could be more effective.
So we're looking for ways to...
Looking for ways to make life better and more efficient.
But, is there a but in here somewhere? You're laughing, you're smiling.
Because there's a but, yeah.
There's a but.
There's a but, which is that the reality of that that feedback is that there's nothing to take offence at. It's just life. We want to progress. We want to move forward.
We want to progress. We want to move forward.
We want to improve habits and ways of doing things so that life isn't stressful and we can enjoy life. But over the years, I would have taken offence really through my own immaturity and feeling or a need to be perfect. And any kind of negative feedback I've seen is, oh my goodness, I'm not perfect, I'm getting it wrong, and would overreact to the feedback given. Yeah.
So if I could kind of just summarise and feed back just an observation here, it seems that overall the marriage is good.
Yeah.
Overall the marriage is fine, the marriage is quite a progressive one, mm-hmm. So it seems to be kind of growth-centred. But from your experience, sometimes challenge, provocation, mm-hmm. can be seen as a negative through the assumptions you make about perhaps the intentions behind the challenge or the provocation.
Yeah, that is right. I'm incorrectly assuming what the intentions actually are.
So incorrectly assuming what the intentions are. So does that therefore mean that you negatively judge and assume the worst of your husband? At times.
I do. That's awful, isn't it?
That's terrible. I think we're just going to wrap this conversation up here. And I know what you're thinking at home. My goodness, that was just getting juicy. Right. Listen, I just wanted to demonstrate in this video, all right, what attending people can look like practically using the core skill immediacy. All right. Now, how much effort do you think I have just made in this conversation? Who done all the talking? It wasn't me, and it's normally me doing all the talking, isn't it? So first things first, Karen. All right, are we okay ending this conversation here? We could have talked about this all day. How easy did you find it just opening up and taking the conversation in the directions that you chose to take it?
It was easy.
Is it?
Yeah, it was absolutely easy.
What was this conversation like for you?
I enjoyed it. It was nice having the floor and you just were genuinely intrigued. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Was there any shadow of doubt in your mind that you could have taken the conversation in any direction?
No, I could have...
Talked all day.
I could have taken it in any direction I wanted to.
And that's certainly not your default mode, is it?
No, it's not.
It's not your default mode. Your default mode is?
It's to hold back.
Yeah. And refrain. Do you see what we've just done here? Oh my goodness. All right, guess what? Some of the clients that we work with are not going to feel confident within themselves to open up and share themselves. And that's why I'm going to propose that attending people and practicing immediacy comes first. Right from your first meet or your first conversation or when you have that initial consultation session, all right? You don't have to have any questions. You don't have to have any scripts. You don't have to have any tools or processes or anything. Just simply meet your new client and simply have a conversation, right? You ask them about why they are here to see you today, you know, what they're here for, what they want, and you just let them go for it. Right, you don't ask them any questions. All I was doing through practicing immediacy, I was just sometimes reflecting back or feeding back words that I was hearing Karen say. An example of this was I think one example I said, and but Is there a button there? That was a question. I didn't know if there was a button there or not. I'm just asking random questions. All right, but because I was fully attending Karen and genuinely intrigued to see where the conversation went, Karen responded and the conversation went off in a whole different direction. And what I'm saying is, in session number one, or the first introduction session working with a client, if we do this, then eventually we're going to trigger and find something anyway. All right, we cannot not get there. Why? Because this is why our clients have come to us, to ultimately talk about an area or some sort of deficit they have in their life. People will naturally gravitate towards those things that they're focusing on. So when we create space for our clients like this, it's only a matter of time before they open right up and share with us exactly what their greatest concerns or issues or worries or woes or goals or dreams or ambitions are. And within 20, 25 minutes, half an hour, we're going to know exactly where we stand with them, and we're going to be able to see the next couple of steps that we're going to need to take them through. So, thank you very much for entertaining us with your with your own experience of what our marriage has been like here, Karen. But seriously, before you move on to the next video, go and have an attendance-based, immediacy-centered conversation with someone, all right? Seriously, go and have some fun with this. It's just about reflecting back what you hear when people say words, just feedback words. Respond when you see them, if they smile, if they look down, you just say what you see, say what you see, say what you see. Oh, it seems you're looking down there. Oh, you're smiling. And then people will just open up and tell you more because they feel comfortable enough that you're there with them, that you're there, you're for them, you're not against them, and they won't have any problem in opening right up with you. All right, say what you see. Attend people and use this core skill immediacy. Listen, obviously there's a bit more to coaching than this, but this is a fantastic starting point. If you master this, all the rest of your coaching endeavors will literally just fall into place, I promise you. All right, so hope you found this interesting. Go and practice it now. Go and practice it with someone, and I'll see you again in the next clip.